kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Welcome to My Peraan. Tampok ang mga kababayan nating magbibigay ng praktikal na paraan para kumita ng pera. Pwedeng side hustle o racket investment negosyo at iba pa. Kilalanin natin ngayon ang kababayang nagtayo ng bunting paaralan sa Sydney, si Annabel Verhel de Dios. Kumusta?
Hi, Jaja. Kumusta? Mabuti.
Kailan ba nagsimula itong negosyo na to?
It was 2017, pero bago pa lang doon, naiisip ko na talaga, gusto ko magtayo ng sarili kong school. Or maliit, malaki, hindi, doesn't matter. Gusto ko yung matasabi kong sa akin. 10 years bago ko naisip na, ito na, sige, gawin ka na. Mahirap eh. Negosyo, di ba? Hindi basta-basta. Pinag-iisipan ko lang, like, tapos natanong ko yung mga kaibigan ko, yung pamilya ko, lalo na yung mommy ko, na gusto ko magtayo ng school. Sabi niya, oh, paano yan? Mahirap yan. Then naisip ko kasi na nasa Philippines kami. Actually, yung uncle ko, may school siya, Montessori school. Nagkaroon ng inspirasyon. Kasi nasa classroom ako mga 10 taon na. Nagtatrabaho ako with infants and toddlers. Sabi ko, okay, try ko naman yung iba. Kasi iba pag yung kausap ko, mga parents, doon ako, pwede yung shift ng mind ko na gusto ko makatrabaho naman yung mga adult parents, educators. So, kaya ako nag-start na parent and child. Doon simula.
Ano ba yung pagkakaiba ng, let's say, pag-aaral ng sa isang Montessori school versus yung traditional na paraan?
Sa Pilipinas, yung mga estudyante nakaupo. Diba? Sa classroom, nakaupo. Kaharap nila yung guro. Kaharap natin, the whole day tayo nakikinig lang sa guro. Sa Montessori, yung mga bata are able to explore yung environment. Yung guro, hindi siya taga-turo. Taga-facilitate lang siya ng pag-aaral ng mga bata. So, magkaibang magkaiba. Yung mga bata ang may choice kung anong gustong gawin nila. Halimbawa, yung umaga gusto kong magdilig ng mga alaman. Yung learning niya, iba compared sa traditional na may susundan ka. Ito, ang susundan yung mga bata, yung interest ng mga bata.
Parang yeah. Student-centered siya.
Child-centered. Kasi yun sa traditional schooling is very teacher-led. Okay. Ay, hindi lang sa mga bata, sa mga magulang. Ang mga bata, ganito sila matuto. So, yun sa parent and child ko, ang tinutulungan ko talaga doon, yung mga magulang, pinapakita ko sa kanila na nito matuto yung mga bata. At iba-iba sila ng interest at iba-iba sila ng development. Hindi pare-pareho.
Mga magkano ba yung kapital na ni-raise mo papatayo ng iyong school?
So, materials mo ng furniture, mga gamit, kumbaga toys, yung tawag, 5,000 to 10,000. Hindi pa yun lahat. Yung pili lang na kailangan ko para lang mat sa isang taon lang na mabuhay man lang yung negosyo sa, ng isang taon, kailangan tipirin. So, 5 to 10,000.
Usually kapag sinabi nating paaralan, ang nai-imagine siguro ng mga nakikinig sa atin is that meron kang property na kailangang rentahan or may bibilin kang property. Was that part of the investment?
Yun ang pagkakamali ko. Nag-lease agad ako. Alam mo naman dito sa Sydney, di ba, mahal ang mga properties. Leasing pa lang, it was, yun ang pinakamahal. Doon ako natuto na hindi dapat ganun agad. Kasi bago pa lang ako. Ang nakatulong talaga sa akin is yung pagpa-partner sa mga school. Eskwalaan ko most infants and toddlers, meaning under 3. So nakipartner ako sa mga Montessori schools na may preschool, yung 3 to 6. Classroom sila na bakante na pwede kong gawin yung classroom ko. Sa lahat siguro, na-try ko na. Community hall, cheaper siya. Mga retail spaces talaga, hindi ko i-recommend. Lalo na pag nagsisimula ka. Unless meron kang maghahati doon sa negosyo. Madami pwedeng gawin pag-partner sa mga malalaking eskwalahan.
Pagka nakipag-partner ka ba sa mga bigger schools, does that mean na kahit papano nababawasan yung control mo over things?
You have to negotiate that. Kaya partner, pareho kayo. Pareho kayong makikinabang doon sa gagawin nyo. May mga schools na wala ng infants and toddlers. So ako kasi, yun ang expertise, yun ang binibigay ko sa kanila. Maraming mga families na mag-i-enroll, babies pa lang, nila, oh, may preschool pala dito. Nakaroon sila ng awareness na, oo nga no, bakit hindi ako mag-enroll dito? Eh, total, andito naman na ako, titingnan ko nga. Nagiging marketing channel ng mga schools. Wala akong gastos in terms of lease. Sila naman, wala silang gastos in terms of employee. Win-win yung agreement. Kailangan mo talagang makapag-negotiate. I think it's relationship and trust. yun talaga yung inaalagaan ko kahit dati pa. Kahit wala pa ako sa business, yung credibility ko as a Montessori teacher. Kasi a Montessori community, maliit lang. So we know everyone. Kaya siguro naging madali din para sa kanila na pagkatiwalaan nila ako kasi kilala nila ako. As a Filipino, maayos tayo. Yung trabaho natin, work ethics natin, iba. Iba talaga kami. Nakasulat lang doon na marketing ako. Pag may kailangan event ako na gagawin, itatag ko sila sa social media. Kung mayroon nag-i-inquire naman sa kanila na sa preschool, pero may baby o toddlers, sa kanila i-refer. Ganun na yung magandang working relationship talaga namin. Kaya hindi na ako aalis dito sa school na to kasi dyan na talaga ako. Ayoko na sa iba.
So now let's talk about yung mga risks nung pinasok mo ang ganitong klaseng negosyo.
Financial risk, number one. You won't be able to replace yung full, especially kung nag-work full-time. Kasi replace mo na yon as main source of income mo? No. Side hustle, pwede pa. Part-time, yes. Risk. And you have to make sure that you can pivot. Hindi nag-work, then, okay, paano to? We have to do something about this, then. And I think it's more of your mental health. I'm sorry. That was difficult. Because you have to always question yourself. Why am I doing this? Do I still want to do this? I'm not good enough. Ang kalaban mo, sarili mo. Siyempre, you have to question, because you're in a business. Like, kahit naman anong business, diba, na ka-question mo sa sarili mo, bakit ko ginagawa to? Kaya ko ba to? Mahirap. Siguro isang taon akong ganun. And then, wag mong pa-personal. Parents ang kausap ko lagi. Hindi ko natutunan pa na, yeah, hindi ko lahat mapi-please, and that's okay.
So how do you deal with parents?
Parents are your client. Pag okay kakausap, pag nakita nilang marunong ka sa bata, they can trust you, then they will come back. You just have to listen. Like, iba-iba talaga yung personalities nila. And sometimes, yung mga parents, they become your friends. Naalala ka nila lagi. Like, I will still get messages from parents. Even like 5 years ago, thank you so much, Annabelle, for helping me get through. They say, oh, parenting is so hard. See, I don't know, parenting infants and toddlers in the first 3 years are the most difficult, but the most important, like that's the foundation of life. So get this right, you'll be set for life. I'm done.
So 8 years na, ha, ang iyong eskwelahan. Tama? Or 9 na ba?
Yes, 9 pa lang sa June. Okay. Now, who's counting?
How has business been so far?
It's been great, to be honest. Before pandemic, it was doing really well. But when the pandemic hit, then that, yun na. Medyo bumagal. And then, okay na siya ulit. It has opened a lot of opportunities for me. Sa classes ko, before, bago pala mag-start yung term, I was like, oh, wala akong enrolling. So parang naghahabol ako. And then later on, no, I know it will come. I'm not like, yeah, they will come. So yon. And then consulting, I've been consulting a lot of preschool parents as well, business owners. So iba-iba, hindi naka the best. When I went to the Philippines last year, October, I was asked to do infant and toddler training course, Montessori training course. 3 weeks ako sa Philippines. Every day I was doing the training. I was just, was the best. That was the best feeling. Iba ang Filipino teachers. I'm gonna say that again and again.
Dahil nga nung pumunta ka sa Pilipinas, iba yung role mo doon. Hindi ka nagtayo ng school, nagturo ka lang. So, do you see this as a way or as a plan to scale the business?
Kasi ang goal ko talaga is to be a trainer. And kasi adults that I teach about what child development looks like and that children are so capable, paulit-ulit na ako, but it's true. It's gonna be mas maayos na society natin kasi yun yung ano ni Montessori is actually education for people. Kasi diba mga bata, they don't have prejudice. They're genuine people, diba? They say what it is. So training, yes. I did the training sa Appleseed Montessori School in Makati and I've met 2 Montessorians, 2 Filipino Montessorians as well. And we were like, okay, passionate, we're all passionate. We're like, let's bring Montessori to the Philippines because usually Filipinos will go overseas to do Montessori training and that is very expensive. So we're like, why don't we bring Montessori to the Philippines? So, yung gusto ko nga lang ibalik yung natutunan ko, yung experience ko for the past, 19 years? And I've worked with a lot of adults in different countries. Ganyan gusto ko sa Pilipinas talaga mag-focus.
Final message, Annabelle, sa mga gustong kumita ng extra or yung mga gustong magtayo ng sarili nilang negosyo, kausapin mo sila ngayon.
Just do it. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. It's okay. It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay na mag-fail. Don't let it stop you. Mag-fail? Okay. I'm gonna do it again. And try it. If you think of something different, yeah, let me try. Pag hindi nag-work out, oh, that's okay. I'll do it again. I'll do something different. Learn. Constantly learn. Read books, ask questions, do webinars, ask people more experienced than you. Just keep going. Yeah, be brave. I think everyone who goes to this business are brave because it's so scary. I just want to keep continue doing this because this gives me, okay, not so much about financial profit, but it gives me a sense of fulfillment na hindi maano ng finances. And even passion. This is what I'm passionate about. And I want to keep doing this until I can. Until may mag-attend ng mga classes ko.
maraming salamat kay Annabelle Verhel de Dios sa uulitin. Thank you, Annabelle!
Oh, naku, maraming salamat, Christina.
Papakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera. Matuto mula sa iba dito sa May Peraan.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.